Mas Miriam Bas Yispa, Alter Nachman Zalman Ben Yosef Dov Septimus, Rav Avram Shlomo Ben Yaakov Borvik. We've been spending most of the week discussing the circumstances which we find ourselves in this year, and that is the Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, and what are the ramifications halacha l'maisa. We mentioned that the most basic ramification of halacha l'maisa seems to be a machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah as to whether there is some status of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos itself enough to aser to prohibit Tashmish Hamita. Does the Isser of Tashmish Hamita, since it's Bitsina and Avelus Bitsina is permitted on Shabbos, so is Tashmish Hamita aser on Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? And the Mechaber says no, whereas the Ramah says yes, and that would be our practice, unless it's Leil Tfilasa, unless it's the night that a woman goes to the mikvah, there is an Isser Tashmish Hamita this coming Friday night. But what we didn't mention in great depth, although we alluded to it, was the Isser of Talmud Torah. Where does the Isser of Talmud Torah fit in terms of Tisha B'Av in general, and in terms of a Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? Is it B'Tzina? Is it B'Farhesi? So let's take a look for a moment at the Isser of Talmud Torah. The Mechaber Paskins in Simin Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Tisha B'Av Aser B'Rechitza, it's also to wash yourself on Tisha B'Av, V'Sicha, to anoint yourself with any sort of lotions, U'Ne'ilas HaSandal, and to wear shoes, V'Tash M'Shamita, relations are aser. The aser likros betorah neviim uksuvim. It's also to read any part of Tanakh. Uleshanois b'mishnah, or to learn mishnayis. Ubimedrish, or any mamari chazal. Ubigemara. Uba halachos. Uba agados. And why is this iser? As we all know, mishum shenemar bekudei Hashem yisharim misam chelev. Because the Torah, the halachos of the Torah, make a person happy. Therefore, it's inappropriate to engage in Talmud Torah, which will be misameach the lev on Tisha B'Av. While this seems to be the most prevalent, the most common source quoted by the Rishonim and the Mechaber, it's interesting to note that the Marsha does give a slightly different reason. Although the Gemara does seem to indicate that it's because of Bikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev, the Marsha does point out that Talmud Torah very often could be also for other reasons as well, and that is because of Hesach Hadas. We have to remember that the halachas of Tisha B'Av are not just to make us put us in a situation of pain, but we're supposed to be focused on the Churban. So a person is not supposed to be Masiach Das from the Churban. So many areas of Talmud Torah, aside from being Bikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev, would be prohibited because of Masiach Das, Hesach Hadas from the Churban. So that's the halacha in the Mechaber. Much of the discussion in the Achronim revolves around the following question. When we say that Talmud Torah is Aser on Tisha B'Av, does that mean that there is no Chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Or do we say, of course there's a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. The Chiyuv of Agisa Bo Yom V'Layla is a constant Chiyuv. It exists all the times, 24/7. Elamai, you have to learn the things which are appropriate. We know that Chazal did say there are certain things which you're allowed to learn. You're allowed to learn the Dvarim Hara'im, things which don't make you happy. So those things, is our person chayiv to learn those things on Tisha B'Av? Or do we say, no, they totally suspended the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you want to engage in Talmud Torah, even though you're not mitzvah, if you want to engage in Talmud Torah, so these are the things you have to be engaged in. But there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah per se. So the Achronim debate this. Rav Asher Weiss points out that it seems to be clear in the Rishonim already, because the Rishonim ask the following question. There's a statement in the Gemara in Meir Ka'an that says as follows, Ovel chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvos, chutz min ha-tfilin. And Ovel is obligated in all the mitzvahs except for tfilin. And the Rishonim ask, what do you mean except for tfilin? What about Talmud Torah? And Ovel is not chayiv in Talmud Torah. Ovel is aser to learn Talmud Torah. And the Rishonim give different answers. Some say, ein lemeidim min ha-klolos. Yeah, you're right, Talmud Torah is also there. We didn't mean an exclusive rule, but they just said tfilin. Whereas others say that, no, he's still chayiv in Talmud Torah, but he's yotzei his chiv of Talmud Torah with kriya shmel shel shachris and kriya shel arvis. Rashi gives a different explanation. Rashi says that we're including mitzvahs which are aser inherently, not because they bring you to simcha. Talmud Torah is aser, but not like tefillin because it's considered glorious, because it brings you to a state of simcha. Whatever the answer would be, either way, the Rishonim don't give a very simple answer. They should say, why are you telling me that Ovel's just those pater in tefillin, it's also pater in Talmud Torah. The answer should be very simple. You're not pater in Talmud Torah. You're chayiv in Talmud Torah, but the chiyuv is to learn the Dvarim Haraim, to learn Hilchas Avelis. From the fact that the Rishonim don't say that, that shows that they view that this Isser to learn Talmud Torah is not simply that you have a chiyuv, but the chiyuv is to learn the Dvarim Haraim. But in fact, they suspended the entire chiyuv. There is no chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. There is no chiyuv Talmud Torah of Avelis. And this would be supported by the statement of the Shibbolei Leket, that even questions whether a person should make Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. Why would he question that? Obviously, he's viewing it that there is no chiyuv. So that's in terms of the nature of the Isser of Talmud Torah. But is the Isser of Talmud Torah what we would call Avelis B'Farhesya or Avelis B'Tzino? We know that an Avel on Shabbos is required to keep the Nehugei Avelis, but only the Nehugei Avelis, which are considered Bitzina. Avelis Bifarhesya is Aser. Therefore, something like Tashu Shamita is Aser, that's Bitzina. But anything else which would be in the category of Bifarhesya, that would be Aser on Shabbos, because we don't do Nehugei Avelis on Shabbos. So what about Talmud Torah? Is Talmud Torah, is it permitted to refrain from Talmud Torah? Is it permitted, would we Aser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av Shechal LiYos B'Shabbos? So the question is really twofold. First of all, on a Tisha B'Av Shechal LiYos B'Shabbos, but firstly we have to deal with a more basic question. And that's because the Ramah paskins at the end of Simin Tav Kuf Nun Gimel as follows. Says the Ramah, V'noagu Shelo Lilmod Be'erev Tisha B'Av Mechatzos Va'elech. Says the Ramah, we don't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av Mechatzos Va'elech. Every Erev Tisha B'Av, no matter what day it falls out on, there's an Isser on Erev Tisha B'Av Mechatzos to learn an Isser of Talmud Torah, just like an Isser of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av itself. There's also an Isser of Talmud Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av. And that Isser of Talmud Torah, says Ramah, is not only reserved to Chol, to Yomim, which are in the middle of the week, but Shabbos as well, says Ramah. If Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, not necessarily a case of a Nidche, the Ramah's talking about where Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday. So Erev Tisha B'Av is on a Shabbos. Says Ramah, after Chatzos on Shabbos, a person should refrain from Talmud Torah. Ki im bedvarim hamutarim, the only thing you should be learning, Chatzos, even on Shabbos, on Erev Tisha B'Av, says Ramah, are the Dvarim Haraim, things which are permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av itself. V'lechein im chal b'Shabbos ein omrim Pirkei Yavos. Even though the Minhag Yisrael is to learn Pirkei Yavos on Shabbos by Mincha after Chatzos, because there's an Isser on Erev Tisha B'Av to learn, we don't say Pirkei Avos. That's the halacha that the Ramah brings. No Limud HaTorah on Erev Tisha B'Av, even if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Now there are four basic shitas, if you look around the page of Shulchan Aruch, there are four basic shitas as to whether we follow this halacha of the Ramah. First, you take a look at the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says right away, this is a Chumra Yoisur Midai. Why are we asking? None of the other Isurim apply Erev Tisha B'Av. All of a sudden, it comes to an Isur of Limud HaTorah, we're going to prohibit it on Erev Tisha B'Av as well. Says the Vilna Gaon, V'chumra yiseirahi, it's too stringent. The ha'eno noeg shum davar midvarim ha'noegim b'tisha b'av. We're not knowing any other Isur Avelis. Why are we being knowing the Isur of Talmud Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av? So right away you have the Shita of the Gra, and many poskim that follow the Gra, that although the Ramah says Erev Tisha B'Av is Asur b'Talmud Torah, when it comes to the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, that is not the case. Erev Tisha B'Av is mutter. Whether it falls out during the week, whether it falls out on Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av is mutter on, Talmud Torah is mutter on Erev Tisha B'Av. The Taz, however, agrees with the Ramah in principle. He says, on a regular Erev Tisha B'Av, in fact, we would say that Talmud Torah is Aser, but on Shabbos, how are you going to Aser Talmud Torah on Shabbos? I'm sitting there and eating my full meal. I'm having basar, I'm having yayin, and you're going to say Talmud Torah is Aser? How could that be? Says the Taz. Harbel yeshli litmaya bazeh. It's a pella. I don't understand this. Dim ein iser b'achila basar v'yayin. You're telling me on Shabbos I'm allowed to have kisuda shloimei hamelech. So I'm allowed to have a festive meal like Shlomo HaMelech, but Talmud Torah, you're going to say, is also says the Taz, v'adarabah chol v'lov, it's a chayav, you have to have it, you have to learn Torah. He says there's no reason to aser it. V'aminag shalanu shekosev ramah p'imin hagim, tzorech iyon, v'nire dehalome b'shabes acher chatzos, lo hifzid schoro kach nire l'aniyas daiti. Says the Taz, if you learn after chatzos on a Shabbos, an Erev, Tisha B'Av, shecholios b'shabes, so It's an appropriate thing. And then there's the interesting shita of the Magen Avraham, where the Magen Avraham goes even more machmir than the Ramah. The Ramah was talking about Erev Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos. He says, Mechatzos Ve'elach, no learning. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't understand. We should be more machmir. When it came to Tashmish Amita, which is a Dover Shebitzino, we said it's aser for the entire Tisha B'Av. So too, Limud HaTorah is generally speaking understood to be a Dover Shebitzino. Just like an Ovel on Shabbos is not allowed to learn because it's a Dover Shebitzino. So too, we should say the same thing when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos. We should ask for Limud HaTorah, not just Mechatzos Ve'elach, but the entire day, says the Magen Avraham. There are those that suggest that yes, it's true that Limud HaTorah, when it comes to a particular Ovel, is considered to be a Dover Shebitzina. If you stay home from the Shir, no one's going to say anything. You're not learning in the Beis Medrash, no one's going to say, oh, you're an Ovel. So that's not considered to be a Velus B'Farhesia, that's a Velus B'Tzina. But if all of Klal Yisrael's Aser V'Talmud Torah, you go to the Beis Medrash and not one person's there, so then all of a sudden it's a Velus B'Farhesia. Then it's a clear demonstration, a public demonstration of a Velus, and therefore for all of Klal Yisrael to be Aser in Talmud Torah, that in fact would be an Isser of Avelus Bifarhesia, and that's why the Ramah is not Machmir. Others suggest, as we mentioned earlier in the week, when we say that the Ramah is Aser's Tashmish Hamita, is it because he really holds that all Dvarim Shebitzina are really Aser? It was mentioned earlier in the week that if that were the case, so how would we be Mekel when it comes to Leil Tfilasa? We know that even though there's an Iser Tashmish Hamita, the night of Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos, but the postman say, if it's Leil Tfilasa, so then you could be Mekel. How are we being Mekel? There's a din of Tisha B'Av. Clearly you see that the Ramah doesn't really hold it has a real din of Tisha B'Av. Therefore he's Mekel on Leil Tfilasa, and therefore he's Mekel as well when it comes to Limud HaTorah. He allows Limud HaTorah. So four different shitas in the postgame. Either that this Shabbos would be usher the entire day to learn anything from Dvarim Hara'im, or it will be mutter the entire day like the Taz and the Gra, or like the Ramah that it's mutter until Chatzos, but it's usher from Chatzos and on. Right, that's based on the Ramah. The Ramah says, Mechatzos, they're assuming you say it, Mechatzos ve'elech, like by Mincha. So they're assuming like the Ramah, and therefore after Chatzos, no learning except for Dvarim Haraim, and therefore no Pirkei Avos. Well, that comes from the fact that the Ramah says no learning, and therefore no Pirkei Avos. So that's Luchara, where they are coming from. It's interesting to note that the Chassam Sofer gives that the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, who does he paskin like? I would have expected Reb Shlomo Gansvi to paskin like the Ramah. The Ramah says Mechatzos ve'elach it's aser, before Chatzos it's mutter. But in fact, he paskins like the Magen Avraham. Fascinating. He says Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos Yesh LaHachmir Shlo Lilmoy Kim Dvarim Hamutarim Lilmoy B'Tisha B'Av. A person should be makbid not to learn anything except for Dvarim Haram. V'lechein Ein Omrim Pirkei Avos Aval Likros Hasedra Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum will be Mekel, will let a person finish the Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. And then he says Mikol Sheken Kodim Chatzos Hayom. For sure, after Chatzos, a person should be machmir, but it indicates seemingly like the Magen Avraham that perhaps a person should even be machmir beforehand. So, a few different shitas on this Isser of this Shabbos, whether there's an Isser of Talmud Torah. We pointed out the Ramah is machmir after Chatzos. The Taz says you could be Mekel. The Mishra Berurah says, you know, if I really had it up to me, I would really be Mevatel the Isser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av itself. He said, what people are doing on Tisha B'Av, Avanaseinu Arabim, I'd much rather prefer they be learning. And therefore, he says, just learn. Do your best to learn. If you're a person who are confident who you could learn Dvarim Haram, it'll be the same thing as if you're learning Dvarim other things, so then learn Dvarim Haram. But if it's going to interfere with your learning at all, says the Mishra Berurah, for sure you could be Soimich on the Taz, and the entire Shabbos, a person could learn Dvarim, Afilu Dvarim, Semechim, Shemesamchim, Esalev. One interesting ha'ara of the Chassam Sofer is that why, as all the Achrayim asked, why are we being machmir on Shabbos for Talmud Torah? We let you eat basar, we let you eat yayin. All of a sudden, Talmud Torah were machmir? So you could say, because it falls in the category of Dvarim Shebitzina, but says the Chassam Sofer, no. Because the simcha of Talmud Torah, it doesn't end when you close the Gemara. The simcha of Talmud Torah lingers. It's mesameach es halev. We're nervous. You're learning acher chatzoy, so that simcha is going to carry into Eicha. You're not going to be able to concentrate on Eicha. You're going to be thinking about The Black Gemara says, Chassam Sofer, since this Simcha lingers into the next day, we're concerned if we let you learn Erev Tisha B'Av, so then it's going to interfere with your Avelis on Tisha B'Av itself, and therefore that's why the Ramah says, even though with regards to all other Isurim after Chatzos, we're not knowing Isuri Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, but when it comes to the Isur of Talmud Torah, which is Mesameach Lelev, the Ramah says, Acher Chatzos, a person should be Makbid. Be'ezus Hashem, we will never have to learn these halachas again, and we'll be Zoicha to see Yerushalayim Bivinyanu B'Simchasa.
Can you say Tillim?
The Magen Avraham, fascinating shine.
Yeah.
Magen Avraham says you could. Most of them say no, but he's Mekah.